She knit her brows together as she looked at me, her expression perturbed. Finally, she said, doubtfully,
"Well, kind of, but I..."
"Good," I jumped right in. "I think you just need to reassure yourself that it's okay." She looked unsure, but nodded hesitantly. "All right," I said with a playful smile. "Repeat after me. I like having you look at me." Her expression was doubtful, but she went along.
"I like having you look at me."
"Good," I replied. "Now let's take it a little farther. I'm not ashamed of my body."
"I'm not ashamed of my body, but Jonathan..."
"Nope. Let's keep going with what you just did. I like pulling my pants down for you."
"Jonathan!"
"Say it." She hesitated, looked down. "No, keep looking at me." She returned her gaze to me.
"I like..."
Her gaze wavered, looked away, came back to mine. She blushed furiously and quickly gabbled out the rest.
"Pulling my pants down for you,"
she gasped slightly. Her eyes kept darting away, then returning to mine. I tried to soothe her. "Well, it's true, I think. The problem is that you don't think it should be true. Am I right?" She nodded. "You think it makes you a bad person somehow." Again, she nodded. "Well, it doesn't. It doesn't hurt anyone, least of all yourself, and we both enjoy it. How is that a bad thing?" She still looked unconvinced, but possibly less so, so I went on. "All right, let's try it again. But only repeat what I say if it's really true for you, okay?" She nodded and said, "All right." I stood up and got close to her, looking deeply into her eyes, and repeated, "I like pulling my pants down for you." I was so close that she couldn't look away. She stood there, hands still locked behind her head, looking up at me. I felt her resistance melt away. She said, as if hypnotized,
"I like pulling my pants down for you."
I continued, "I like having you look at me like this."
"I like having you look at me like this."
"I like being sexy for you."
"I like being sexy for you."
I sat down again, still holding her gaze. "Good. Now stand with your feet apart and let me look at you." Without taking her eyes from mine, she moved her feet as far apart as the pants around her ankles would allow. I sat back down on the bed and looked at her for a while in silence. Her face still had a worried expression, as if she had no idea how she'd gotten into such a situation, but she stayed in her position. I stayed quiet a little longer to let her get used to being looked at. Then I said, "I like your panties." She looked down at them. They were pink and embroidered in front with lots of flowers in lighter and darker shades of pink. She looked back up at me and smiled hesitantly, not sure if I was serious. "Really? They're very pretty," I reassured her. Then I added, "Is your bra the same?" She thought a moment, then nodded. And of course, I immediately said, "Show me." She made an outraged face and said, in a tone meant to convey that I'd gone too far,
"Jonathan!"
But she stayed in her position. I mocked her facial expression and her voice, saying,
"Carol!"
Unable to help herself, she laughed. I said, "Carol, we just went through this. You like having me look at you, remember?"
"Yes."
"And you like being sexy for me, right?"
"Well, I..."
"Carol, is it true or not?" She looked down and said, a little sadly,
"Yes."
Then, knowing what I was about to say, she looked back up at me and said, reluctantly,
"I like being sexy for you."
"Good. Take off your sweater." She did. She held it in her hands for a moment as if reluctant to let it go, then draped it over a nearby chair. Then she quickly smoothed down her hair and, without waiting to be told, replaced her hands behind her head. Her bra did indeed match her panties.
"Ooh, Carol, you are so pretty," I exclaimed. "I don't think you have any idea how sexy you are."
"Look." I stood up. "See what you do to me?"
I gestured toward my zipper, where my erection was obvious. She stared down at it, half fearful, half fascinated. "Don't you love being able to do that?" Unable to take her eyes off it, she nodded once, slowly, then started to speak. "But, Jonathan, you promised you wouldn't..."
"And I won't," I finished for her, sitting back down. I looked at her for a little while, then asked, "How are you doing? Do you feel good? Do you feel sexy?" She nodded reluctantly, and I sensed she was just agreeing because I wanted her to. I said, "I think you do, but I also think you're still feeling like you're not supposed to. Am I right?" She nodded. "Okay, put everything back on." She looked surprised and, I thought, maybe even a little disappointed, though she'd never admit it. I waited until she was dressed, then pulled her over to sit in my lap. I gave her a hug and said, "All right, maybe this will help. Were you ever in a play?"
"Yes, in high school. I wasn't very good at it."
"Doesn't matter. Let me put it another way. When you were a kid, did you ever pretend you were someone else, you know, someone in a story you'd read or somebody on TV or..." She brightened.
"Oh, yes, I used to pretend I was Nancy Drew, and I'd follow people down the street pretending they were spies or something."
"Good. And did you ever get so caught up pretending to be Nancy Drew that you kind of believed it?"
"Yes. I almost got in trouble for looking in somebody's window because I forgot it wasn't really a hideout.